Living here in North Carolina for the past 13 years and in South Florida for roughly 5 years before coming here, it's been difficult for me to think of Christmas the same way, as we generally have no snow, maybe a bit of frost on the car windows a time or two. At times it seems as if the month kind of flies by as any other normal month. Oftentimes I have to remind myself that Christmas isn't about a snowman, not about making forts, a snowball fight or two, shoveling driveways or sidewalks. Christmas is about Christ. Christmas is about God's greatest gift He has given each one of us. This morning I want us to slow down just a bit to ponder part of the original Christmas story as told in God's Word in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. For most of us in this room this morning, we have heard and maybe even read and reread this part of the Christmas story numerous times. What I'm about to preach on this morning isn't some new revelation or some new way of looking at the Christmas story told in Luke, but it's a reminder of the importance of what Christmas is all about. It's a reminder of why we gather here today, why we celebrate Christmas as Christians. It's a reminder of the true meaning for the season. It's a reminder of how we can celebrate the birth of Christ. Would you please stand with me for the reading of God's Word in Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8 and finishing with verse 20 in the English Standard Version. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were filled with great fear. And an angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Let's pray. Father God, this morning I pray we would make much of Jesus and less of ourselves. Father, in the busyness of life, we sometimes get stressed and overwhelmed, filled with anxious thoughts of things we have yet to do, of things that are left undone. Father, this morning I pray we would slow down. I pray our minds would begin to ponder on the things of Christ. I pray we would begin to ponder on His birth, this Christmas story, and what you want to show each one of us here this morning. Father, I don't know where each person is at in their relationship with you, but you do. And I pray this morning, Father God, that we would center our attention, our time, and our thoughts on Christ. And I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would do your work, that your Holy Spirit would speak through me and speak through each person here in this room and speak through us as a church. Father, guide us this morning as we study your word. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This morning I want us to reflect on four ways in which God's word indicates that we can celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Savior, as we zoom in on the last four verses of the passage I just read, starting in verse 17 and finishing with verse 20. I want you to notice first in verse 17 that the shepherds, they proclaimed Christ. When the shepherds saw baby Jesus lying there in the manger, they made known what was told to them from the angel Gabriel concerning baby Jesus. You see, the shepherds, they testified. The shepherds in an agrarian society were typically poor, oftentimes unable to take care of their own families. And as a result, they would hire themselves out for extra wages. They were considered peasants by society at large. They were located toward the bottom of the scale of power and privilege. What is significant here in God's choosing to reveal himself first to shepherds, mere peasants. God wants to show us that the good news is coming through peasants, not rulers. God is showing us that the lowly will be lifted up. This is incredibly amazing because after 400 years of silence, when God did not speak through the prophets, he is now speaking through angels to lowly peasant shepherds on a remote hillside outside a tiny Judean village. How did the shepherds respond with what they heard? They responded in faith. They believed the angel, and in haste, notice in haste, they went to Bethlehem. And they found baby Jesus, and everything was just as the angel said it would be. And what did they do then? They made known to everyone that they had met what they had heard and what they had seen firsthand with their own eyes and their own ears. The good news of the birth of baby Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is for sharing, and that's exactly what the shepherds did. That's what you and I are called to do. This is one way that we can celebrate the birth of Jesus this Christmas season, by making much of him. The second thing, notice in verse 18, that all who heard what the shepherds had told them concerning who baby Jesus is, it says that they wondered in awe and amazement. In some translations, this text, it reads that all who heard were amazed. The kind of amazement referred to here in this verse is what we would call holy wonder, or a kind of awe that comes from seeing God at work in the world. Christmas is indeed a cause for holy wonder. How can it be that God should become a man? How can a king be born in a feeding trough? How could the world ignore his coming? And what sort of God comes into the world like this? We all should be amazed at Christmas time. I am as guilty as any in this room of getting caught up in the busyness of life that I don't properly take time to pause, to wonder, to stand in awe of the significance of the birth of Jesus. But as I have been preparing to preach this sermon this morning, God has so graciously reminded me of the awe and the wonder through his word of his son and his birth. The contemporary English version translates Isaiah 52 verse 15 like this. Kings will be silent as they bow and wonder. They will see and think about the things they have not seen or thought about before. When Jesus was born, the Magi, the kings from the east, brought with them gifts for the newborn king of the Jews. Those Magi, kings from the east, they bowed in wonder. In the days to come, all the kings of the earth will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be silent before the victorious Son of God. Many of us are stuck watching everything that's taking place within our country, within the presidential situation with Donald Trump and others. Many are wondering what's going to happen, what's going to take place. One day we do know that all will bow and stand in awe of King Jesus. That is who we should focus on this Christmas season. I'm reminded as I reflect on this passage in this verse of the old hymn. I don't know if many of you know it, and for the sake of your ears, I'm not going to sing it. That's why I'm not in the choir. I'm reminded of the hymn, O Holy Night. And the stanza, it reads as this. And brothers and sisters, one day this will be us. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever. His power and His glory evermore proclaim. O night divine, O night when Christ was born. Brothers and sisters in Christ, rest assured, God is in control. Maybe the circumstances and the situations around your life right now seem out of control. Maybe in our world the situation and circumstances seem out of control. Rest assured, God is in control. If that's not reason enough to fall on our knees, to celebrate the birth of Jesus, to make known His name, to praise His name in wonder, in awe, in amazement this Christmas season, then I don't know what is. Third, notice in verse 19 that Mary, baby Jesus' mother, she treasured everything that the shepherds told her concerning her baby boy from what they received from the angel Gabriel. Notice that not only did she treasure them, but she was pondering them in her heart. The word treasured has the idea of counting things up, almost like making a list that you'll not forget anything. Men in the room, how many of your wives make you a list so that you won't forget anything? Some of us. How many of you guys still forget? Treasured, valued, making a list so we wouldn't forget the things that were said about her son in her heart. That word pondered, it takes it one step deeper than that word wondering we just mentioned in 18. Pondering means to weigh, to take the events as you have laid them out in your memory, and then to go beneath the surface to try to understand what it all means and why it happened the way that it did. Mary did not understand everything that was happening to her. She didn't understand everything they were saying about her baby boy. Luke, as he recorded these events in Scripture, did not specify exactly what the object of this pondering was. Was it Savior Christ the Lord? Was it the nature of what had taken place in her life? For Mary, more careful reflection is needed for her in order to appreciate fully the meaning of the series of events that are taking place. And her pondering is with a view to hitting on the right meaning of these things. Even in the presence of these exalted and direct divine affirmations of the identity of the newborn child, then contemplation of what God is doing in and through these events continues. No doubt Mary went back to what happened to Zacharias and Elizabeth in the birth of John the Baptist. I'm sure Mary thought about what Gabriel, the angel, had said and how Joseph responded when she told him that she was pregnant. And then the amazing dream that Joseph had. She must have recalled the long, arduous journey, pregnant, from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And all the events of the birth itself, including the surprise visit of the shepherds, she certainly had plenty to think about. No doubt she continued to ponder, God, why did you choose me? And I'm sure she pondered what was ahead of her for her newborn son. When my two boys, Noah and Josiah, were born, I can remember looking at each one of them as perfect as can be and as perfect as they are, pondering who they would become and how God would use them and what His purpose would be for each of their lives. Any mothers and fathers in the room, can you go taken back to that day when your children were born, pondering, wondering, can you relate? God, what are you going to do with my child? Can you vividly remember the day, the thoughts that went through your mind? I can only begin to imagine and wonder the thoughts that were going through Mary's mind about the things that were said about her son. This is a beautiful picture of a humble, trusting heart. Mary had been told that her child was of God. He was truly God. Above all others, she knew that the Messiah, the very Son of God, had now come. She had been through so much, pregnant yet unmarried. The possibility of being found out and rumors heaped upon rumors. The discussions with Joseph and with her parents. That long trip, the exhaustion, the giving birth without help in that smelly stable. The visit of the rugged shepherds with the amazing story from the angels. Imagine at this point, if you're Mary, how tired she must be, how exhausted she must be. And here she is at the center of it all. No one could ever begin to know the thoughts that had filled her mind for that over 9 months. Nor could anyone know the feelings and the emotions of the experience. The wonder, the amazement, the astounding reality was too much for her to talk about with someone else. All she could do was continue in that humble sweetness that so characterized her over the past months. She merely bowed once again in humble adoration to God and quietly entrusted all these things into God's keeping. She said nothing, only pondered in her heart what was happening. You see, Mary's pondering and her meditation on the birth of her son reflects another way in how we can celebrate the birth of Jesus this Christmas season. I want you to think about the last time when you just sat, pondered, and meditated upon all the things that took place for Christ's birth. Lastly, notice in verse 20, the shepherds, how did they return? They returned glorifying and praising God. What the angels had done in Luke 2, verses 13 and 14, was now carried on by the shepherds. These shepherds, remember, these young peasants, were profoundly changed by what they had experienced. What a difference a day makes. I want you to think about that for a moment. What a difference a day makes. On the day before Christ was born, they were in the fields tending their sheep. On the day after He was born, they were back in the fields again. Only this time their hearts were filled with praise to God. James Montgomery Boyce points out that the word glorify comes from glory, which originally meant to have an opinion, then to have a good opinion, and ultimately to estimate the true worth of something. You glorify anything when you recognize its true value. To say that the shepherds glorified God means that having seen Jesus in the manger, they were overwhelmed by God's power, by His grace, by His goodness, by His wisdom, and the amazing miracle of the incarnation, that they glorified, they gave Him His proper value, His proper worth. They simply couldn't stop talking about what they had seen and what they had heard. Notice where they had glorified God. The scripture states that they had returned to where they had been, back to the tiring and unappreciated work of caring for those sheep. That's within 48 hours, maybe less, they were back to where they were when the angel found them in the first place. After seeing baby Jesus in the manger, it was now time for them to get back to work. And so they did. The shepherds went back to work with new zeal, new joy, new love for God in their hearts. Christmas, you see, it didn't change the shepherds' circumstances, their job, or the things around them. But it changed them inside their heart deeply and profoundly. And because it changed their heart, it changed their perspective, it changed the way that they responded to their daily work. So how shall we celebrate Christmas this season? By proclaiming the good news that Christ has come. By wondering at God's amazing plan. By pondering the works of God. And lastly, by glorifying God in our daily lives and how we worship Him. At this time, we're going to respond an invitation. The only way we can respond to Christ for the unsaved, for those who have not professed Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, my response to you with this passage is this. As I want you to think about, before 17 you can proclaim, you have to wonder and you have to understand, you have to ponder and you have to glorify. And so my prayer is this, if you've never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, I don't know if there's any in this room that are in that position or in that place, I want you to begin looking at verse 18. I want you to start to wonder. Wonder about who this Jesus is. And then if that wondering leads you to pondering, where you start reflecting on the things you read and heard, I truly believe the Holy Spirit can change your heart by reading these words written in His Bible. This transforms, doesn't it? Not the words I speak, but these words transform. And so maybe God is moving you into pondering to the point to where you're ready to surrender your life and your heart to Him and eventually to glorifying Him and praising His name, to where you can proclaim it. My prayer is, as they come forward and get ready for the invitation song, my prayer is you'll take time to assess where you are. If you're unsaved, those who have not surrendered their life to Christ, and that's you, I pray that you would come to the altar, come talk to me about that decision that you need to make today. Don't wait. I pray you would come and take that decision and that step today. For those of you, maybe in life you're saved, you're a believer in Christ, and you show up to church regularly on a regular basis. Maybe you've been so busy and so distracted in life that you have not been pondering, that you have not been glorifying, and you haven't been praising and you haven't been surrendering to God or proclaiming His name. Maybe you've let the busyness of gift wrapping, of presents, of fixing desserts and lunch and meals for Christmas dinners and celebrations take the joy out of the meaning for the season. I don't know where you stand or where you sit today. My prayer is this, is if you have placed Christ and His birth on the shelf, I pray that you would get back to the place to where you need to be with Christ in your heart. And so maybe that's you this morning. I pray you would come to the altar, and I pray you would just maybe ask God to move Christ back to His rightful place. The place to where, like those shepherds, that when they had heard and when they had seen, that they returned glorifying and praising God in wonder and awe and amazement and surrender, where their perspective changed. Maybe that's you, and I pray you would come forward and make that decision. And maybe you're in the room and you have somebody in your life who is burdened on your heart. Maybe there's somebody here who you need to pray for that needs the message of Christ. Maybe God's been pressing on you to proclaim that message to them. Maybe it's at the Christmas party, the Christmas dinner. Maybe God's placed them in your path at the grocery store in your neighborhood. And you've been silent. And God's telling you, and He's beating on your heart to proclaim that message to that person. I pray you come to the altar and just begin by praying, asking God to give you the right opportunity to do so. However God has placed on your heart to respond, I just pray that you would respond. Respond to who Jesus Christ is, the reason why we celebrate this season, even if it's standing where you are and praying in your heart, just thanking God. Do that. Let's stand, let's sing, and let's respond as God moves in each one of us.